And that was Sisters Always Doing It For Themselves. And tonight, we were dancing because we're taking over the world. We are the women. We are the sisterhood. I have the sisterhood in the house. And they are like Pinky and the Brain. They take over
the world.
There we go. Say it again. Say it
we
again.
We take over the world.
Ladies, I have the right and I have the honor to take over here in studio tonight because I'm honored to have my chair here at KC in studio with us. I won't get in
come
trouble.
On. Come on. Come on.
Even anyway, Auntie Gary.
Even Auntie. Anyway, that was Casey, 107.7 on the Power Hour with me, your Lady G, and in studio, I have the South African Council of Business Women, a.k.a. the Sisterhood. Please, ladies, intro yourself.
Kan ek begin?
Ja.
Dankie, Gerine, en dankie dat jy voor so warm verwelkom. So maar met die song, so slaat uit ons kleren uit die zon. Ons het ook kleren aan, asjeblief, luisteraars. Goeienavond aan alle Casey luisteraars. Ek is Rosine Adams, en ek is ook die business leader, soos hulle vir my noem, van die Suid-Afrikaanse Raad vir Sakevroue.
Lady number two.
Lady number two. Goeienavond, allemaal. Ek is Jonamine Arendse, en ja, ek is ook deel van die South African Council for Businesswomen.
And what do you do besides that?
Ek is a wellness counselor in my eie wellness counseling praktijk, Blossom.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nice.
Because we need to bloom.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. My naam is Celeste Klem. Ek is seker die Casey luisteraars onthou nog hierdie stem van die Wolf Upwards and Onwards, lekker, wat 'n vroue program op Radio KC was 'n paar jaar terug. So ek is baie trots om vanaand hier te wees met die South African Council for Businesswomen, en ek is een van die committee members van die Cape Islands branch, en verlede jaar was ek die nationale entrepreneur of the year.
Well done.
2025. So ek moet in Oktober die trofee oorhandig aan die nuwe wenner. So ek hou nog so bietjie vas die 2 maande. Ek polish as so bietjie. Maar ek het ook ingeskryf op Businesswoman of the Year. So ek is baie baie trots om die parel van Lady Boland en die vroue represent on a higher scale, on a bigger scale, and it's not just about us or about me, it's about all the women, and it's vir ons is dit om 'n stem te hê vir die wat nie stemme het nie, en om te represent, to show up.
There we go, ladies. And in the house we have Miss, I want to say the surname myself, Mrs. Barnes, Anetta Barnes Makaba.
Come on!
Well done! Dankie, Gerine. Ek wil net weer eens baie dankie sê vir die geleentheid om weer eens net met die luisteraars te kan gesels vanaand. Soos julle weet, ek is Anetta Barnes Makaba van Dizindaba Media, ook die fenomenale award gewen gister vir entrepreneur
of the year. Women are taking it over.
Ja, ook ingeskryf vir die Rising Star.
Ek mag miskien daai trofee vir jou moet gee. Okay, is fine.
Ons kry hierdie sisterhood. Ja, so dankie.
Ladies, what an honor. Is vir my 'n groot eer, en ek kan proudly oplig sê ek is deel van die sisterhood. 'N paar jaar gelede deel geraak. Ons sit met vroue wat in besigheid is. Ons sit met vroue wat in klein besighede is, groot besighede. They are business leaders. En kan ons hoor vir die vrou daar buite wat vanaand na ons luister, wat is SACBW? As dit net moet jy 'n groot besigheid hê, wat gee vir my daai simple vraag vir hy vrou wat vanaand luister?
Okay, Gerine. So die Suid-Afrikaanse Raad vir Sakevroue was gestig. Dis nou 'n klein bietjie geskiedenis, so almal moet mooi luister.
jou vrou se net.
In 1988, so hulle is nou 38 jaar oud. Dit was gestig vir vroue spesifiek wat besighede wil begin. So dit kan klein besighede wees, dit kan informele besighede wees. Iemand wat koekebak, iemand wat naaldwerk doen, iemand wat 'n law firm het. So, dit maak regtig die saak wat se type besigheid dit is. Ons as 'n organisasie wil enige vrou wat iets wil doen vir haarself, wat 'n besigheid wil begin, wat 'n plan in haar kop het om 'n besigheid te begin. Ons wil daai support wees om jou te help om jou besigheid te begin en te groei, van ons skills wat ons het in die raad aan jou oor te dra sodat jy 'n sukses van jou besigheid kan maak. So dit kan enige besigheidsvrou wees wat nog eers 'n besigheid het. Ons wil jou help om daar te kom. om daai besigheid te hê sodat vroue how do they say to take the rightful place in society en dat ons nooit hoef terug te staan vir enige besigheid man daar buite nie. Baie versigtig nou praat. Mama, dit is Gerien om jou vraag te beantwoord. Dit is 'n organisasie, 'n nasionale organisasie wat vroue wil help in besighede, gevestig of nie gevestig. Ons wil graag die nodige ondersteuning bied om jou te bring waar ons weet jy kan wees. Dis wat ons is.
En sê vir my enigeen, dis 'n open question vir wie ook al die vraag beantwoord. Wat beteken dit om deel te wees van 'n sisterhood?
Ek dink ek wil graag daai beantwoord. So vir my persoonlik is dit nie net 'n organisasie waar jy een keer 'n maand by mekaar kom en besigheid kaartjies uitdeel nie. Dit is meer as dit. Weet jy, ons ondersteun mekaar se besighede. Ek het 'n hotel, maar ek het skoonmaakprodukte nodig. So ek gaan my suster se besigheid in die sisterhood gaan ek van gebruik maak om vir haar te ondersteun. As my as iemand 'n member is, ons letterlik kom by mekaar en ons ondersteun mekaar, ons bemark mekaar, ons bemoedig mekaar, ons bou ook mekaar op. Ja. En die rede hoekom ons sê ons is sisterhood is dat soos enige familie het jy jou ups en jou downs, maar daar's 'n nurturing effek as dit kom by susters. Hulle kan hoe stry, susters. Ek is een van drie susters. Ek is die middel een, so ek kan ons nou dink. So hulle kan daar kan nou daai een suster is wat op die middle child syndrome is wat 'n bietjie uitlyn het is nou die oudste suster gaan nou net kom en nou net vir jou nurture en sê luister is 'n bietjie uitlyn het kom ons help jou met dit ons bou jou op en dit is wat dit vir my beteken dat ek betaal nie net 'n membership vir elke maand om koffie te gaan drink en 'n besigheidkaart vir iemand te gee nie ons is daar vir mekaar en weet jy wat ons het begin vriende raak en dit is vir my baie spesiaal van ons tak en van ons organisasie dat ons is vriendinne.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Ek kan nie strei nie. Nou na die introvert toe. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we have an introvert in our house. Sy is die editor, CEO of die Zindaba newspaper. Right. What does it mean for you to be part of something like the sisterhood?
So, Gerien, for me personally, I would say I've been part of many organizations across the country. And the one thing that I always find is that you always just go and people have their cliques and you're there, but you're also not there. You notice and you also go unnoticed. But I must say with the South African Council, I always get the name wrong. I don't know for some reason. I say the SA Business Council.
It's okay.
No, I actually thought she was going to say SAB.
No.
No.
So I always get the name wrong. Oh. But what I can genuinely tell is that indeed it is a sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that in business you'd need a sister.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone that if we have those off days, and then I know I can look forward to the sisterhood because there I will meet like-minded women and I will listen to other women's testimonies and what they go through.
Amen.
And it would be like, wow, so what I go through is not actually that bad. And that's what the sisterhood means for me. That is what I have experienced with the sisterhood. I'm looking forward this year. I want that title.
Come on. Yes.
I feel like I'm just, we can feel it
in the spirit.
I'm telling you, I'm on that street where first Drakenstein decided to profile me after 16 years.
Wow, that was also incredible.
That was a milestone in itself.
Absolutely.
And then three of my journalists nominated in the FCJ awards and two of them scoop awards. I'm like, wow, girl, what? And yesterday, Entrepreneur of the Year at the Phenomenal Awards.
Gevaarlijk.
What more can I say?
I said it's pinky and the brain, yeah.
And that just happens when you start to associate yourself with women that inspire you. You look at Razine, you look at Celeste, you look at that, you're like, I want to be, that's me. They continuously pull you out. And you pulled me out of my comfort zone.
Ach, don't give on.
Come on, clock it.
So, sisterhood is quite busy. Really, they like really women on the go. Alles aan die gang. So tell us, what is the sisterhood doing in the community? What are they doing? What is going on?
Weet jy, Karin, ek het mos onlangs, ek is seker nou die kortste, nie?
Die babietjie.
Kom, ek sê gou vir jou, daar was nou 'n tyd wat ek gedink het aan die begin van die jaar, genade, wat nou, jy weet, ek kom op 'n plek wat jy nou nie weet wat ek kan toe neem. Maar sisters, ons dra ons mekaar, nie, as vrou ons mekaar dra en verdraagsaam wees met mekaar. So, het ek deur 'n vriendin, wat hier aangesluit het, dit sy my verwys, into.
Noem my naam.
Janine. En ek het op die website gegaan en net daar en dan besluit. Hier wil ek wees. Kykie, ek het die betaling gedoen en gedoen wat gedoen moet word en ewe skielik Razine. Jy weet en wat hierdie dames nou in my lewe kom doen het, is vir my net so kom uplifted. Vir my die, jy weet, ek sien myself as 'n bietjie skamerige mens.
Skamerige mens wat die hele presentation gedoen het vir ons.
Maar hulle het my sommer net so laat ontpak. Kyk, ek het nou vir Razine gesê, enigiets wat jy aanpak, ek is daar.
Come on.
Ons is besig met outreach. Mense, ons wil
Waar is die outreach?
Die outreach is by Eos Athlone House
of Strength.
En dit is nou vir vroue wat deur abuse en kindertjies wat deur abuse gegaan het.
Wat in protective custody is.
Yes. So ons is heidiglik daar besig. Elke donderdag is ons lekker aan die gang daar. En môre, wat doen ons môre?
We are ready.
Julle kom so aan.
We are ready.
Okay, my heels. In my heels.
Yes.
Ja, so môre
gaan ons praat as wat hy.
Yes. Gaan Karine 'n bietjie vir ons wys. Hoe ons as vroue onsself moet protek. Ons harte is vir ander vroue. En ek weet ek gaan nog baie saam met hulle doen. Ons gaan nog baie outreaches doen.
Is vir my regtig wonderlik hoe die introverts en teruggetrokke mense en mense sê wat skaam is, die meeste praat.
Yes, come on! Hallo, gaat al die benieke!
Ek kyk nou hier, wat gaan hier in? die minuut jy deel vorm van die sisterhood, jou voice raak net groter. Your voice don't die because someone wants to outshine you. We shine each other. Ons het elk in 'n torch en ons torch mekaar.
Yes,
ladies, okay, that is it. Almal weet nou van SACBW. Hierdie onderhoud gaan op 'n potgooi wees op die KC app. Ek kan afgelei word op alle app stores. Rooi, Casey, wit, gaan na Power Hour toe, daar gaan jy hom kry.
Come on.
So, ladies, we're going to end off with this. En as jy meer van SACBW wil weet, vra vir Karen, of kom Radio Kasi toe, vra wat, wie sy change. Gaan na Adams Procureurs toe. En gaan vrada.
Vrada.
Of gaan na Blossom toe.
Yes.
Of vraag vir Gizzy Dama.
Kree hulle koranto.
En hotel kom, de Boa.
Ja, kom hotel to Boa toe.
Yes.
Yes.
Allemaal lekker brek. Hulle maak lekker koffie in elk geval. So, en dan die lekkerste staf.
Thank you very much.
So, ladies. As nou kies, so, wie even nou vinnige antwoord. Ek gaan nie nou sê, jy moet. So, you're just gonna go with it now.
Okay.
Ne? We're ending off it like this. You know, wees by your mic. Wees by your mic.
Okay.
Nou praat die baas.
Okay.
You know you're a businesswoman when your day off means, number one, sleeping late, catching up on admin, answering WhatsApps at 10 p.m., all of the above.
Quick. All of the above.
It's quick fire. Ladies, you're not supposed to think.
Okay.
Your client says it will only take 5 minutes. What does every businesswoman know this means? A, 5 minutes, B, 15 minutes, C, entire meeting, D, there goes your whole afternoon.
There goes my whole afternoon.
The most dangerous sentence in business is, A, I have an idea, B, can you just do me a favor, C, I'll pay you next week, D, it'll be quick.
I have an idea.
Ah, what is the unofficial uniform of a businesswoman? A, designer suit, B, track suit, C, whatever was closest to the bed that morning, D, power heels.
C! Anything that can, that's unironed, that's ironed, anything that's ironed.
C, who's been mother's suit? Ladies, come, we're going to take the style to the fullest.
Okay.
Round two, money. Mm-hmm. Client says your price is too expensive. Your professional response should be, okay, I'll do it for free. B, let me explain the value behind my price. C, cry quietly in the bathroom. D, block the number.
Block the number.
No. I'll go for B. I will go for B.
B is the answer.
Block the number.
Block the number.
Block the number.
Can we put that mic in the middle? Mine is block the number.
Block the number. Okay.
Unanimous.
That's what a block was.
What should come before spending business profits? A, a new handbag. A, B, a holiday. Knowing your numbers and business expenses. D, champagne.
C.
It goes back into the business.
Of course.
What is the biggest business red flag? A, a written agreement. No clear payment. Number two, C, don't worry, I'll know your sister. D, all of the above.
A.
B.
No thinking.
All of the above.
Okay, round three, women who lead. What makes a great female business leader? A, knowing everything. B, never making mistakes. C, knowing when to ask for help. D, doing everything yourself.
C.
I say. Can someone know when you guys are going to agree? Okay, we got 5 minutes to the clock. The best kind of business competition is A, destroy the competition. B, learn from them and improve. C, pretend they don't exist. D, copy everything they do.
B.
Okay, what does women supporting women look like in business? A, referring clients to another woman. B, sharing knowledge. C, celebrating other women's success. D, all of the above.
D. All of the above. D.
And they're the quiet. Dore.
Mi fa solo ti do.
Nia,
I'm a woman. I like to
phenomenal
tread,
woman.
I like to tread the thin line. So your fellow businesswoman has a huge contract. Your response. A, lucky her. C, B, how much did she get? C, congratulations. How can we celebrate? D, immediately investigate her on LinkedIn.
C.
Celeste?
Investigate on LinkedIn. No! Investigate and stalk is two different things. Yes. I'm not going to stalk you. But I'm going to want, I would be curious to know, how did you do it? How did you do it?
I actually agree with her.
You can ask her yourself.
No, I agree with
you. Celebrate.
You know, you yes, you still celebrate. You say on LinkedIn, you say congratulations.
Yes. And how did you do it? I would actually ask her, hi, how did you do it?
Yeah.
You know, why not? Now you're not. Okay, the sisterhood knows. What is the fastest way to identify a group of female entrepreneurs at the networking event? A, they're all carrying handbags. B, someone is talking about funding. C, someone has already exchanged 3 business cards. D, they're networking, laughing, solving problems, and somehow planning a new business before dessert.
D.
D.
Mm.
D.
D. Mm.
D.
Okay, what happens when 5 business women say, let's just have coffee and chat. A coffee, B, networking, C, mentoring, D, a potential new business adventure.
What about? This must be another option. Crying, moaning, complaining, and the emotional.
Yes.
Because we might just vent to each other and then comfort each other. Yes, we. Yeah. So there's an E that needs to go there.
I accept the E. It's accepted. Okay, we got 2 minutes to go. What does a businesswoman's handbag contain?
Oh.
A, lipstick. B, business card. C, charges, receipts, approximately 47 things she forgot were in there. And D, all of the above.
All of the above. Ladies, you forgot a power bank.
It said 47 things.
Oh, 47. Okay.
You must have a handbag challenge. The woman with the least stuff in the handbag. Okay. We're making it 1 minute to go. Final round. The sisterhood. Complete the sentence. A successful woman doesn't need to dim a light because A, there's enough room for all of us to shine. B, her electricity bill is already high. She doesn't want attention. D, competition is more important than collaboration.
A.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say B. I was going to say for B. No one for B?
No.
Okay. What is more powerful than 1 successful businesswoman? A, 2. B, 10. C, a room full of women who share knowledge, opportunities, and support. And D, the sisterhood. All of the above.
D.
Why you guys are quiet now?
D.
That's a deep one.
The more the merrier. Yeah.
Was it deep?
Mm.
Okay, it was deep.
It was deep.
It hit the spot, yeah.
Okay, bonus. So no one prepared for this question, I think. How many times has a businesswoman said, I'm not starting another business, and then started another business? Never. Once, 3 times, we stopped counting.
I stopped counting.
And that, ladies, I want to say it's a perfect end. It's a perfect end to my Women's Month that I've had with women in this month. Mm-hmm. I was privileged to speak to a lot of powerful women, and I wanted to end it off with the sisterhood.
Wow.
I just wish everyone could have been here. It would have been amazing.
Yes.
But next time we do it like this.
For the sisters.
Yes. So I just want to say, I just went through some stats before I end off. And statistically they say more women own their own businesses.
Okay. Mm.
More women in the country own their own homes. It's a lot of women that are the breadwinners in the house.
Yeah.
They are faced with a life that they have not envisioned sometimes.
Mm.
But they make it work.
Yes.
Come on.
So, ladies, I salute you.
Thank you.
It was an honor to have you here tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you so much.
For having us.
Look how cute they are now.
Our kids.
Give a shout out. You got 1 minute, a shout out to all the women out there for Women's Month. We're ending off
quick fire shout out.
Karine likes to just throw you into the deep, eh? And then you must just swim. But they say you don't have to tell a fish how to swim.
Exactly.
A fish, you can throw in any water and that fish will swim. Right. So my message to all the women for Women's Day is that we do not forget where we come from, especially why we celebrate Women's Day on the 9th of August. And it's all those women that marched to the Union Building in silence. But they changed the future of all of us to come. And sometimes my kus to feel gerasgerin.
Yes. But that's us.
I know.
We must.
But you know what? That woman has showed us that even in our silence, we can be powerful.
Yes.
So that is my encouragement. You don't have to worry if you are too loud, too silent, introverted. Don't worry. You just be the best version of yourself.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amandla.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, Matiba.
And that's a wrap from me on the Power Hour, KC107.7. Your host, Lady G, part of the sisterhood. Any of these women you want to get into contact with, I'm your woman.
Mm.
Thank you, ladies, for a beautiful and wonderful Women's Month. See you all tomorrow.